11. The Hutchison Effect and 9/11. An Ace in the Hole. 1st of March 2008. In 2006, Dr. Wood had posted her first study of the destruction of the WTC complex, and in an appendix linked some information regarding what has become known as the Hutchison Effect, as a possible energy phenomena that might have had some relevance to what happened on 9/11. In approximately mid-November 2007, Dr. Wood had caused to revisit the idea of the Hutchison effect, and she sent John some of the WTC photo evidence she had been studying for him to comment on. It was a pleasant surprise to find that John was willing to discuss areas of correspondence between WTC photo evidence and the effect seen in his own experiments. Most other people with a science background that we had contacted had not expressed any interest in, for example, discussing the links between the cold fusion cover-up and 9/11. See C.B. Brooklyn's article about Professor Steve Jones and 9/11. John was very helpful to us and sent us ideas, pictures, information, and photos of documents he has kept. He has a number of blogs where he has posted hundreds of images related to his work and interests. Some of the things he has posted are very candid and open. John sent us scans or photos of various documents and photos showing how his work has been investigated by scientists, the military, and in various TV documentaries, almost since the time he started his experiments, back in 1979. On December the 25th, 2007, having discussed a number of points of evidence with me and with John Hutchison, and having gotten agreement that he could be listed as a co-author, Dr. Wood began posting a new series of web pages entitled Anomalies at the WTC and the Hutchison Effect. A few days later, around the 12th of January 2008, Dr. Wood added a kind of overview list to the front page to show a summary of the main evidence, which we found to be quite compelling, and the preliminary feedback that we got generally indicated that same feeling. Also, on January 12, 2008, I traveled to Washington, D.C., having been invited to go on to Ambrose Lane's show, We Ourselves, on Monday the 14th and Friday the 18th of January. At that point, I was not sure whether I would be appearing with Dr. Wood on the same program, but thankfully she was able to make the trip. As anticipated, Dr. Wood and I appeared on Ambrose Lane's We Ourselves program on the 14th and 18th of January, and we were honored to be joined on the 18th by John Hutchison himself, who confirmed details of his work and some of the witnesses to it, and he also expressed an interest in some of the effects seen at the World Trade Center. He also agreed that the ongoing effects at the Deutsche Bank or Bankers Trust building were indicative of some sort of infection. Links to audios of these interviews can be found in the text version. About 6 hours after the radio show, also on Friday the 18th, Alexander Ace Baker sent an email regarding the Hutchison effect to Dr. Wood, myself, and several others. Baker is a fellow 9/11 researcher whom I admired for his notable Chopper 5 study. This study was a detailed video analysis showing that the live WNYW Fox 5 helicopter video of UA Flight 175 striking the World Trade Center is a fake. I had also been impressed with the way that Ace had dealt with rebuttals to his analysis from Eric Salter, another researcher, who had been quite rude to Ace. Ace had also appeared several times on Jim Fetzer's Dynamic Duo radio program, and Professor Fetzer often introduced him as a, quote, expert in digital processing. In Ace Baker's email, he said he was about to attempt to produce or reproduce the Hutchison effect experiment. He said, "As it turns out, I have experience with Tesla coils. As a young teenager, I helped build a Tesla coil device. It was a Boy Scout project." His email included further details about how he had made the Tesla coil, a device for generating a high-voltage discharge, and that he was going to attempt to make two smaller coil assemblies that same weekend. This timing seemed quite interesting, though I have to confess that at the time, I was a little puzzled at why he had chosen to do this, but I did not think too much more about it. About 2 hours later, on the 18th of January, Ace sent another email saying he had actually managed to obtain Tesla coils on eBay and that they would be delivered on Sunday by special delivery. Which mail delivery services work on Sunday? Why did Ace want them so quickly? Subsequently, on Monday, the 21st of January, Ace sent another email saying, "Success! I have reproduced the Hutchison effect." In that message, which was also sent to John Hutchison, was a link to a YouTube video which Ace had made of his experiment. The original video that Ace posted was moved to a different place on YouTube. I responded to Ace, asking if he could post a YouTube video, not realizing he had already done so, due to only rapidly scanning the subject line of his message and not reading the body. The video showed a dollhouse with a toy table moving jerkily around and then flying up into the air. A reflection of the toy table was shown in a small mirror. The video seemed to be of good quality. On watching the video, I was rather uneasy. My feeling was that what he had made was a fake video, though I didn't have enough information to be certain, so I made no further comments at the time. I could see that he had gone to some trouble to make the video, which to me meant one of two things. A. The video was genuine and Ace really had managed to reproduce the effect. Or B. Ace had made a fake video for some other unknown reason. I could not really convince myself that A was the correct reason, because I was certain that John Hutchison had spent quite some time in getting his experiments to work, successfully. In the early days, he was unable to produce effects reliably, but latterly, he is able to produce effects very reliably. I was therefore suspicious that Ace's presentation was not. John responded to Ace's posting of the video saying that he thought it was cute. However, I left all this on one side as I was about to return to the UK. On returning to the UK, I wrote a press release which was reviewed and edited by Dr. Wood and Dr. Reynolds. The press release discussed the main points of correspondence between the WTC photo evidence and the various aspects of the Hutchison effect. It also mentioned the discussion of 9/11 and the Hutchison effect on Ambrose Lane's show. When we did the shows, we were pleased with the audience reaction, especially the initial reaction we got from one caller who said, "This is a revelation beyond revelations. This trumps everything. If this story ever gets out, it will change the course of the United States and the whole world's history." On January 30th, 2008, the press release was posted on several websites, including PR Log and Op-Ed News. The reaction was generally quite small, but mostly positive. On February 7th, 2008, Dr. Judy Wood appeared on the Dynamic Duo with guest host Dr. Morgan Reynolds to discuss the Hutchison effect and 9/11. It was intended that John Hutchison would also appear, but John had to make an important call, so he was unable to join the discussion. As had been posted elsewhere, Dr. Wood had filed a key TAM case against a number of contractors who contributed to the fraudulent NIST NC Star reports. Dr. Wood's filing of a request for correction earlier in the year laid the foundations for the key TAM. As things turned out, more documents toward this case had to be filed by Friday, February the 29th, 2008. A lot of work had to be done to meet this deadline, as Dr. Wood wanted to incorporate newer information into the submission. On Wednesday, February 27th, Ace Baker sent another email to a group of people, including John Hutchison. In this message, he said that he would be appearing again on Jim Fetzer's Dynamic Duo radio show to discuss further aspects of 9/11 video fakery, and also his work on the Hutchison effect. Though Ace had advised us on the 26th that he would be appearing on the 27th, in his latest message, Ace included links to three new video clips he had made which seemed to reproduce some of the effects that John Hutchison had seen in his experiments. It felt odd that Ace would be discussing the Hutchison effect with Jim Fetzer before Dr. Wood, but it seemed clear where Ace was heading with his discussion. The three new video clips were of good quality, and in one of them, Ace appeared on the left, juggling balls, while the Hutchison effect demonstration occurred over a framed area to the right. In another clip, the background showed a small Tesla coil discharging, while the effect took place in a framed area in the foreground. Before the show with Ace. When Ace had said that he was going to be discussing the Hutchison effect on the Dynamic Duo show with Professor Jim Fetzer, Dr. Wood expressed surprise that Ace would be going on before her, discussing things that related to an area in which he had no special expertise. Fetzer initially responded saying he did not know what Dr. Wood meant, because he hadn't asked Ace to talk about the Hutchison effect, only video fakery. Dr. Wood pointed out that Ace Baker had said he would be talking about the Hutchison effect in the same email that Fetzer then responded to. Fetzer then said he'd missed this in Ace's email, but had not imposed any restrictions on Ace as to what he should talk about, but he did offer to switch the appearances over. Dr. Wood was not able to appear on Wednesday night, so Ace Baker was still scheduled to appear. Ace Baker on Dynamic Duo. Ace Baker appeared with Jim Fetzer on the Dynamic Duo show as planned on the 27th of February. In the first hour, Ace discussed other video fakery research he had been doing, but in the second hour, he discussed the Hutchison effect. His opening statement more or less set the tone of what was to follow. Quote, "There are a lot of disciplines that are relevant to 9/11 research, and while nuclear physics and quantum mechanics are not my areas of expertise, video fakery is." Unquote. Ace had posted some videos on his relatively new blog, started in February of 2008. Ace Baker does have his own website, where he has some 9/11 research posted, but the Hutchison-related information as well as a critique of other 9/11 video fakery research has been posted on his blog, perhaps for the purpose of obtaining more comments, etc. He started by describing a video he had edited, showing some of the aspects of the Hutchison effect. The 1-minute-10-second compilation of clips showed only the levitation effects, and even though he showed a clip with the cannonball, he did not show the cannonball levitating. Neither did his clip show any metal effects such as snapping, bending, or jellification, which can be seen in the video I edited of Ambrose Lane interviews. Ace Baker then went on to discuss the video clips he had made and how he had faked the levitation effects by using a magnet to make objects stick to the wooden surface while they were filmed upside down. Then he would move the magnet around for a few moments before finally removing the magnet so that the object fell down, thus appearing to levitate. Ace went on to explain that he had seen videos of John Hutchison's demonstrations about 10 years ago on a low-quality tape, and assumed that he was seeing things being filmed upside down. I had also seen similar videos 10 years ago, and at that time, without much additional information or exploration, probably would have then agreed that it was trickery of some kind. Later, I did gather more information and realize there was a lot more to this, such as the interest of people like Boyd Bushman at Lockheed Martin. Clearly, Ace had spent some time setting up these demonstrations, putting magnetic or metal pins or pieces in the toys and samples in the correct place so they would work well in the demonstration. He also later explained how he had split the screen and done a video overlay, which allowed him to appear and a cat to appear at the same time as the effects were happening. Hutchison and Tesla. Ace mentioned that John Hutchison was trying to mimic the experiments of Tesla, and then Ace went on to describe Tesla's brilliance, for example, for inventing a system of alternating current for use in electrical power transmission over cables. But Ace incorrectly attributed the invention of the vacuum tube to Tesla. This is credited to John Ambrose Fleming, who invented the first practical electron tube called the Fleming valve in 1904. Ace then went on to acknowledge the possibility that something very powerful and mysterious had been kept secret, but he said he thought the John Hutchison videos were fake. Indeed, his 28th of February 2008 blog entry unambiguously declares, "John Hutchison is a fraud." Curiously, the file name that this entry was saved under is entitled, "Dr. Wood Falls on Her Sword." In the program, he said, quote, "It's tough for me. There is no bigger supporter of Judy Wood's work than I, but I feel I have to offer whatever input I can in my strongest area of expertise, which is, while I don't really know that much about quantum mechanics, I do know a thing or two about video." Does Ace believe that using deception is a way of showing support? Ace and the Red Bull. Ace had also set up a demonstration of a Red Bull can bobbing around and then crushing, comparing it to one of John's own experiments with a Red Bull can. He explained he had to put steel screws in it because the can was aluminum and therefore not magnetic. He explained how he had reached in and crushed the can every so often as he filmed it. Then he edited out the portions of video where his hand appeared. He explained how he carefully arranged the lighting and then did a video composite, showing the clocks on the right-hand side so the viewer would think there were no edits in the video. It would, therefore, appear Ace had clearly gone to quite a bit of trouble to make this video. The motion of the can in John Hutchison's video is not the same as in Ace Baker's video. It is more fluid. Also, the can flexes and bends in the middle slightly, as well as at the end. Also, at the end, it appears to go out of view and then come back into view a couple of times. Ace and Jim Fetzer then discussed briefly how the Wikipedia article on John Hutchison is skeptical of his experiments, claiming he cannot reproduce them. This is untrue. Wikipedia seemed to be an unusual source for Jim and Ace to quote, considering the pedigree of Wikipedia when it comes to the discussion of 9/11 research. They did not quote any of the other significant articles about the Hutchison effect, such as those listed on a site called Rex Research, though they did note Wikipedia page had been edited around the time the show went on the air. Ace then went on to discuss John Hutchison's toy UFO video, which used a wire attached to the toy UFO. Ace describes how the UFO is levitating, but there is a problem because of the string. The truth behind this experiment is that it was not a levitation experiment in the same way as the others were. This was for a high-voltage experiment, with the voltage being delivered through a wire, not a string. Ace and the boat experiment. Jim Fetzer and Ace then discuss the boat experiment video, where John has placed a boat in a shallow tank of water. The water shimmers and the boat wobbles slightly. Additionally, fires periodically light and extinguish around the sides of the boat. Ace suggests that, because we can't see the right-hand end of the boat, someone is likely to be holding it and moving the boat. Ace then discusses the strange fires which skip around the boat and says they all disappear within one frame and the water goes calm. This description is inaccurate, as the water is moving and flames are seen approximately 10 seconds into the video. Later in the video, however, flames are seen when the water is calm. This is repeated at 1 minute 10 seconds. At 1 minute 25 seconds, flames are seen when the water is calm again. Ace suggests the fire is real and that John may have flash powder or something like that, but this does not seem plausible as the same points on the boat ignite more than once in the sequence, and I can see no evidence of editing. Also, is it possible to get such fire effects without smoke? Is it possible to get such fire effects of that color, lasting for several seconds, rather than just a single flash? I really don't think this is flash powder. The fire flashes in the YouTube videos don't resemble those shown in the boat video. There is much more smoke, the flashes are short-lived, and they are much more explosive. Ace suggests the tub is vibrated by a sander. Why would the tank need to be vibrated? How does it help the supposed fakery? Surely the vibration is not really very interesting in itself, but the fire is, so why bother faking the vibration? Ace then offers to make a reproduction of the boat video, which again would take quite some trouble and perhaps at least $100 for the materials. Why do this? At the end of the show, Fetzer thanked Ace for coming on and said he would, quote, have to help him back. Dr. Wood and John Hutchison on Dynamic Duo, a commentary. On February the 28th, Dr. Wood and John Hutchison appeared on the show with Jim Fetzer. Fetzer had had stomach flu for some time and seemed fairly quiet. Nevertheless, he did ask Hutchison about his educational and career background and his source of income for more than the last 30 years. This is far more than he has done with his other guests. John replied candidly with no trace of reticence or concern. Later, John described how scientists such as René-Louis Vallée and André Sakharov had studied the Hutchison effect, and they had suggested many of the effects were caused by an interaction between the electrostatic and RF fields, but that this interaction was not immediate. The effects only happened some time after the fields had interacted. As Dr. Wood and John discussed some of the effects on the steel and the glass at the World Trade Center, Jim Fetzer seemed noticeably quiet, and there were a number of longer silences as Dr. Wood waited for Fetzer's reaction. After an interesting discussion about the residual effects at Ground Zero, Fetzer switched to asking where John Hutchison was on 9/11, and then he asked John what he thought about Ace Baker's attempts at copying Hutchison's effects. John said he thought Ace was having fun with his video project, and Fetzer then said that because John's effects were so peculiar and so odd, that the possibility of video fakery should not be ruled out. Before John had a chance to answer this point, Fetzer started talking to Dr. Wood again and moved on to the next section of the webpage. Dr. Wood then said, "What happened on 9/11 was pretty unbelievable. Does that mean it didn't happen?" In the remaining minutes of the program, there were a number of rather long silences as Dr. Wood pointed out the unusual aspects of the data. Dr. Wood asked if the perpetrators of 9/11 would want people to look at the data. Jim Fetzer, without responding, then asked John if his phenomena had anything to do with 9/11. John responded saying he thought there was a high probability, when considering how much research had been going on into other directed energy weapons and how powerful they were. Fetzer then thanked Dr. Wood and John for coming on, but asked no further questions and made no further comments. He did not seem to express the same enthusiasm for his guests as he usually does, although perhaps this was due to his illness. Ace Baker sends more emails around Wednesday, the 27th. A sequence of emails was sent by Ace Baker around the time of the Wednesday, the 27th Dynamic Duo show. In the first of these, Ace stated, "Hutchison is a video faker, pure and simple. There is no Hutchison effect. I'm sorry. Hutchison makes silly, upside-down videos." He then went on to explain how he thought some of the videos had been made, and he said, "He's been caught red-handed using strings on the UFO thing." Ace repeated some of the points he had made in the program, but he seemed far more certain of what he was saying, and he also seemed quite angry. "As long as he was just pushing UFOs, I didn't care. But when he stepped into 9/11 and video fakery, he stepped onto my turf. Under no circumstances will I allow John Hutchison to pollute 9/11 research with his trickery." This seemed to be a very odd statement. The only context in which UFOs had been mentioned was in relation to the video of the high-voltage experiment, which Ace took to be something else, levitation using a string. Why did Ace react so vigorously to John? In any case, all that John had done was to comment on some of the evidence that Dr. Wood had collected regarding the World Trade Center. It was Dr. Wood who contacted John, and John had sent information and comments. John was not polluting 9/11 research. Ace had stated that he is Dr. Wood's greatest supporter, but it was apparent that Ace was not supporting Dr. Wood's research expertise. Ace had accused John of trickery because he could make videos which mimicked some aspects of John's experiments. Ace had not reproduced A. the levitation of the cannonball, B. the metal effects, C. the fire effects, or D. the bending and flexing motions in the can. In fact, Ace had not properly reproduced any of John's videos. For Ace to call John a fraud seemed very bold and reckless, because we had substantial evidence that John's experiments had been validated many times. We had documents from scientists. We had TV documentaries and letters from Canadian government groups showing how they had been actively researching the phenomena John had discovered. In addition, it was Ace himself who admitted he had been dishonest and deceptive about the videos he presented. Is this a good way to find the truth about something? Ace claimed to have explained some of the other effects that John had generated. "The bent rod is a bent rod. He heated it up, bent it, and let it cool. Notice how it's charred in the middle, like where the bend is?" This again seemed like a rush to judgment. I had observed a number of metal samples from John, such as these. Ace had not bothered to check the diameter of the rods, which John had bent up to 3 inches in diameter. I had seen no evidence of burn marks. Was John a blacksmith as well as a video faker? That is, he would need a hot kiln and a metal shaping tool to do this. Ace: Though not video fakery per se, the metal sample with the knife in it is equally silly. The knife is stainless steel. The metal looks like very soft aluminum. He poured some liquid aluminum around a knife. When it cooled off, he took a grinder to it. Voila! Fused knife. Please. How did John get liquid aluminum to work this way? We can see on the right-hand side the knife is quite well embedded into the metal block, though over to the left it does not seem fully fused. The marks of the surface of the block go in different directions and certainly do not look like the results from using a grinder. In the picture on the right, why would molten aluminum have left the wood unburned? A lack of scientific curiosity. On the 29th of February, a deadline for filing documents in Dr. Wood's Ketam case, Ace Baker sent another email noting how he had advised Dr. Wood, Morgan Reynolds, and myself of his claim to have bought Tesla coils on eBay in mid-January. He then said, Dr. Wood said nothing. Dr. Reynolds said nothing. Mr. Liephart said nothing. I had produced evidence of anti-gravity levitation, one of the most important and amazing aspects of the Hutchison effect, and the silence was deafening. This, to me, seemed to make Ace's motive clear. He seemed to be saying, I made a fake video. You didn't detect it was fake. Therefore, how can your judgment be trusted? Unlike Ace, I did not want to accuse him outright of fakery because I did not feel I had enough evidence to be certain that he had made a fake video. I did not want to get into a debate about this particular behavior. He asked why we had not asked him questions about his experiment and how peculiar he found it. John had sent Ace and others a follow-up email noting that Ace's video was a joke. John pointed out that Ace would need a lot more equipment to produce the Hutchison effect. Note, John does not use Tesla coils for levitation. My response at this time was to send Ace an email message with some of the most interesting questions regarding the Hutchison effect. 1. How would you explain the upturned cars at the WTC? 2. How would you explain the beams bent into a loop at the WTC? 3. How would you explain the ongoing effects on the Bankers Trust building? Regarding John Hutchison, I asked Ace these questions. 1. How do you explain the samples of metal that he has shown us? 2. How do you explain the multiple witnesses to his experiments? 3. Why did the Canadian government class his experiments as a matter of national security? 4. Why did people like Hal Puthoff and Colonel John Alexander want to contact him? 5. What do you think of Colonel John Alexander's statements that John Hutchison is seeing the effects of PK, or psychokinesis? And 6. Why would LANL express an interest in basic video fakery and spend 4 months working with John? Ace responded a short time later, saying, in response to question 1, how would you explain the upturned cars? Good question. Certainly very powerful weapons of some type were used to disintegrate the towers. In response to question 2, how would you explain the beams bent into a loop at the WTC? Good question. Ordinarily, bending steel like that requires foundry conditions. So Ace did not have an alternative explanation for what happened at the WTC, but he still thought it was a powerful weapon. Ace rejected the idea that a letter from the Canadian government to John said that his work was a matter of national security. In response to question 3, why did the Canadian government class his experiments as a matter of national security, Ace responded, I read the letter. It does not classify his experiments as a matter of national security. It is rejecting Hutchison's request for information on the grounds of national security. Please. Ace's response was, to me, a very unusual response. The letter clearly linked John's experiments with national security issues, even if the exact meaning is somewhat ambiguous. Ace's next response was also very surprising to me. In response to question 4, why did people like Hal Puthoff and Colonel John Alexander want to contact him? Ace replied, have Mr. Puthoff and or Colonel Alexander contact me, and I'll explain to them how Hutchison's videos are made. This demonstrated an unusual lack of humility. Hal Puthoff and Colonel John Alexander are well known in the alternative knowledge circles. Alexander is best known for his involvement in the non-lethal weapons program. Putoff is an experimental physicist, and he's published many papers and a textbook on quantum electronics. He has ties to the NSA, so, like Alexander, seems to be connected to the military-industrial complex. So Ace was suggesting that he'd been able to convince two well-known figures, both of whom have ties to the military-industrial complex and have expressed interest over several years in John Hutchison's work, that John was a fraud? This claim of Ace's was quite extraordinary to me. Ace went on to suggest that the researchers from Los Alamos never actually visited John. He seemed to be suggesting John had made the whole thing up. Ace further stated, "I'm 100% certain that Hutchison's videos were made exactly as I describe." So Ace was saying the Hutchison videos were fake, but still didn't explicitly disagree that the Hutchison effect evidence was similar to effects seen at the WTC. Ace didn't really fully address the fact that many videos of John's experiments were taken by other production companies, such as GriffonProductions.com and BlueBookFilms.com. I wanted to confirm some of the answers Ace had given, so I sent him another message asking him to confirm his views on these points. 1. Everything J.H. says regarding his experiments is fake. 2. Los Alamos has helped him promote fakery of one kind or another. 3. All the metal samples he has are fake or not what he says they are. And 4. You have no idea what caused the documented effects at the World Trade Center. Ace responded, saying he thought all of John's videos were fake, but I asked about the actual experiments, not just the videos. Regarding the Los Alamos National Labs, or LANL, connection, Ace said, "Or it could be that the government is seizing an opportunity to promote false beliefs. They do that all the time. If there is any documentation about LANL and Hutchison, I'll review it." Currently, I don't have copies of substantial documentation, but I have seen at least two documents showing the connection, and Colonel John Alexander certainly doesn't deny his connection to John Hutchison. Ace also confirmed he does not know how the WTC was destroyed. The key questions in all of this seem to be, 1. Why has Ace Baker taken it upon himself to try to disprove the Hutchison effect? Why is this so important? 2. Why has he gone to such trouble to make several different videos? A new one appeared while this article was being written. 3. Was the timing of his attack on the Hutchison effect coincidental? 4. Why did he accuse Drs. Woods, Reynolds, and Jerry Liebhardt of a lack of scientific curiosity? 5. Why does he regard 9/11 research as, quote, his turf? 6. Why does he seem reluctant to talk about the links between the Hutchison effect evidence and the WTC evidence? 7. Why is his reaction so vehemently against the Hutchison effect, e.g., John Hutchison is a fraud, with no leeway for his own error? I.e., why doesn't he say, I'm pretty sure it isn't related to the Hutchison effect, but there could be something here? And 8. Why is his research into the Hutchison effect so different in character to his other research, such as the Chopper 5 video? Conclusion. I would suggest the reason is that Ace Baker knows that the Hutchison effect is very relevant to what happened on 9/11, and he wants to discourage people from thinking this. I would suggest he did what he did to try to break up a small group of researchers and to try to set them against one another. I suggested this idea to Ace in a follow-up email, and he did not respond to this point. I would suggest Ace Baker knows more than he is letting on. Who else knows?